You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
It is 3 p.m. on October 4th, 2024. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Welcome to episode 38 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. On September 30th, SFU observed Orange Shirt Day for the National Truth and Reconciliation Day to honor survivors of residential schools and reflected on their experiences, according to its Twitter, when Professor George Nicholas published a book about 60 Indigenous archaeologists titled Working as Indigenous Archaeologists. On October 1st, the SFU Library Twitter page announced the Community Scholars Program expansion. As it teams with McMaster Libraries, SFU's first Ontario partners in linking researchers in nonprofit entries to access scholarly resources, and the SFU Applied Science Twitter page announced its new Master of Engineering in Sustainable Energy Engineering. On October 2nd, according to Cornelia Taylor of Burnaby Now, Burnaby City and Trans Mountain entered into a community benefit agreement on September 27th, where Burnaby can no longer speak negatively on the Trans Mountain project, as Trans Mountain will pay $20.1 million in the next 21 years and enhance Burnaby's emergency response program. On October 3rd, Lynn Quarmby, a professor in molecular biology, made the scholarly impact of the week for her work on snow algae, according to SFU research. Also, Junie DeSille, the 2024 Ellen and Tolman Writer in Residence, launched a reading and launch event at Harbor Center in downtown Vancouver. Today is the last day to register for SFU's Community Centered Innovation Symposium, which will take place on November 7th. Also today, a book was published from some SFU researchers. I just found this out on Twitter on my way to the SFU Burnaby campus. Just bear with me for a few more seconds. Just a minute, please. There is something here. Two SFU researchers, Yushu Ju and Hannah Arley's article in Conversation Canada was published yesterday. What's behind Canada's housing crisis? Experts break down different factors at play. It was published yesterday, tweeted by SFU Urban Studies earlier today, and retweeted by the SFU Twitter page.
Are you passionate about skiing and looking for a way to give back this season? Join Canadian Adaptive Snow Sports and help us make a real impact by volunteering your time. From teaching adaptive skiing or snowboarding techniques to supporting our events, there's a role for everyone. Visit our website at www.cads.ski to learn more, volunteer, or make a donation.
first music today is La June's Disparity. Just a minute, please. So first up, first music today is La June's Disparity with Despondent. Just have to scroll it down. Just bear with me for a few more seconds. Here we go. Now it's La June's Disparity for the first music with Despondent. That was Despondent from La June's Disparity. Next up is David Vertesi's Fictionalized. Here is Note to Self.
There's something that you've been meaning to say. You've been afraid I'll take it the wrong way. You've been avoiding and it's getting annoying. Just say what you need to say. 'Cause even if you get all the words right, practice your speech, staying up all night. Whatever the wording, it won't stop it from hurting or turning into a fight. We both know where this has to go. Even if it makes you uncomfortable, both know where this has to go. It's unavoidable. 'Cause even if it's the right place and time, tell me in person or tell me online, whatever. whatever the venue, there's bad news on the menu. So tell me what's on your mind. Whatever the words, whatever the day, we'll try to express and we'll try to relate. And you may regret it from the moment you've said it. But what else can you do when you're feeling this way? What else can you do when you're feeling this way? What else can you do when you're feeling this way? Just say what you need to say.
I'd like to comment on the SF Athletics at this time. Five events were on tap for September 28th. The Red Leafs cross-country teams competed in the 2024 Bill Roll Invitational hosted by the Western Washington University Vikings at Hobender Homestead Park in Ferndale, Washington, where times were given in minutes and seconds. First with the men's 8K, SFU finished 4th with 125 points, where top 5 runners in each club counted, led by Benjamin Schoening, who clocked in at 25:14.1 for 20 points, as some teams did not finish, with other competing as unattached, both of which did not count towards the team standings. Right behind Schoening was Jose Castro, who timed in at 25:18.2 for 36, 22 points. Scott Arndt clocked in at 25:33.1 for 44th, 26 points. Braden All timed in at 25:38.4 for 44, 28 points. And Aiden Good clocked in at 25:39.2 for 51st, 29 points, as the Red Leafs men earned 125 points in the men's 8K for 4th at the 2024 Bill Rowe Invitational, won by Chico State with just 14 points, and Tom Anderson of Club Northwest won the individual crown at 28.9. In the women's 6K, SFU finished 4th with 99 points, where the top 5 runners counted, led by Rachel Watkins, who dashed in at 21:15.5 for 8th, 6 points, followed by Selin Tastemir, who timed in at 21:59.5 for 23rd, 19 points. Charlotte Prankley ran in at 22:10.1 for 28th, 22 points. Veronica D clocked in at 22:13.3 for 30th, 23 points. And Dana Thompson timed in at 22:28.3 for 37th, 27 points, as the Red Leafs in the women's 6K finished 4th at the 2024 Bill Roll Invitational, won by Western Washington with 53 points, 3 ahead of Chico State. And Constance Nankyville of Trinity Western won the individual crown, as she charged in at 20:18.3. But Trinity Western did not qualify towards team standings, as it did not finish in the 2024 Bill Roll Invitational hosted by Western Washington University at Hobender Homestead Park in Ferndale, Washington. Meanwhile, both SFU teams finished their two-day duel against Biola University in La Mirada, California. Here are the Red Leaf winners from day two. Here are the Red Leafs winners from day two, where distances were in yards with times in minutes and seconds. The men's 400 medley relay at 3:25.44. Delray Vetter in the women's 1,000 freestyle at 10:48.86. Owen Nicholson in the men's 1,000 freestyle at 9:41.11. Torrey McClunchek in the women's 200 freestyle at 1:51.89. Peter Morch in the men's 200 freestyle at 1:43.32. Ollie Woodmore in the women's 50 freestyle at 24.66. Robert Van Lubin in the men's 50 freestyle at 21.84. Marcus Mack in the men's 200 individual medley at 1:51.91. Melissa Edelman in the women's 100 butterfly at 58.6. Marcus Mack in the men's 100 fly at 50.61. Torrey McClunchek in the 100 freestyle at 52.96. And Luka Tomic in the men's 100 freestyle at 49.23. The Simon Fraser A team in the women's 400 freestyle relay at 3:25.46. And Simon Fraser A team in the men's 400 freestyle relay at 3:12.08. As SFU men's destroyed Biola 134-72, while women's fell 115-103 in the Red Leafs duel against the Eagles at Biola University's Lansing Pool in La Mirada, California. Back to Burnaby, SFU softball teams played a doubleheader against UBC. From what I understand, the score is not available. Just a minute, please. Meanwhile, the SFU women's soccer team hosted Montana State Billings in SFU Stadium at Terry Fox Field. The Red Leafs opened the scoring at 56-13 as Dariela Lopez eluded Claire Brogdon, followed by Isabella Muzzolini at 64-52. SFU goalkeeper Sarah Lowen saved all shots that she faced, followed by Jesse Spruill with two saves as the SFU Red Leafs blanked the Montana State Billings Yellow Jackets 2-0, where the lone yellow card was issued to Montana State, whose goalie Claire Brogdon gave up two goals on four shots in SFU Stadium at Terry Fox Field. That was September 28th. On September, both Red Leafs golf teams were in action on September 30th, the National Truth and Reconciliation Day, as women's commenced at West Texas A&M Regional Preview in Amarillo, Texas, while men's started at Western Washington Invitational in Bellingham, Washington. Both SFU golf teams finished their respective tournaments on October 1st. First with women's at West Texas A&M Regional Preview in Amarillo, Texas, where the Red Leafs finished 8th after 59 over par, 911 strokes over 3 rounds, led by Izzy Ferguson with 8 over par, 221 strokes in a 3-way tie for 9th, followed by Mira Minhas with 15 over par, 228 strokes in a 3-way tie for 28th, Dana Smith with 18 over par, 231 strokes in a 3-way tie for 38th, Sua Park with 19 over par, 232 strokes in a 2-way tie for 41st, and Chloe Tran with 28 over par, 241 strokes in a 6-way tie for 65th. Meanwhile, the host West Texas won the team crown with 22 over par, 874 strokes over 3 rounds, and its Gam Songpressert won the individual crown with 3 under par, 210 strokes in West Texas A&M Regional Preview at Tascosa Golf Course in Amarillo, Texas, where the SFU Red Leafs women finished 8th after 59 over par, 911 strokes over 3 rounds. Now to the men's at Western Washington Invitational in Bellingham, Washington. The Red Leafs finished 2nd with 853 strokes after 3 rounds, led by Brendan O'Brien, Danny Im, both of whom fired 2 under par, 214 strokes in a 5-way tie for 13th, followed by Densby Carswell with even par, 216 strokes in a 7-way tie for 20th, Max Corcoran with 1 over par, 217 strokes in a 3-way tie for 27th, and Justin Bjornson with 6 over par, 222 strokes in a 3-way tie for 35th. Colorado Christian won the team crown with 827 strokes, while its Xavier Bighouse won the individual crown with 203 strokes in Western Washington Invitational at Bellingham Golf and Country Club in Bellingham, Washington, where SFU men's finished 2nd with 853 strokes. Two Red Leaf swimmers were honored by the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference on October 2nd, where Tori McClenchick won the RMAC Women's Swimmer of the Week after winning 5 events, including 2 relays against Biola University last weekend, while Marcus Mack won the RMAC Men's Swimmer of the Week after winning 7 events, including 2 relays, also against Biola University last weekend. 3 games were on tap for October 3rd. The SFU Men's Soccer visited Montana State Billings, where the hosts opened the scoring at 13-16 on Yellow Jacket As Yellow Jacket, Florian Senf. Okay. So, on October 3rd, the SFU men's soccer visited Montana State Billings on October 3rd, where the hosts opened the scoring at 13-16 on Florian Semp's tally, followed by Seoul Nagano at 19-03, both on Chris Nicolaisen, who surrendered 2 goals on 4 shots, as the Montana State Billings blanked SFU 2-0 at Yellow Jackets Soccer Field in Billings, Montana, where Fred Ryder earned a clean sheet on 3 shots with 1 yellow card to Montana State. Meanwhile, the Red Leafs women's soccer hosted the Western Oregon Wolves, where SFU's Daniel Lopez opened the scoring at 34-44, but Western Oregon's Clara Garcia tied the game at 58-26, and Kate Carter gave the Red Leafs a 2-1 lead at 64-26. Sarah Lowen kept the Wolves at bay the rest of the way with 7 saves on 8 shots, as SFU edged Western Oregon 2-1 in SFU Stadium at Terry Fox Field, where Sophia Pierce gave up 2 goals on 8 shots, where the Wolves earned 3 yellow cards to the Red Leafs 0. SFU Volleyball provided a nightcap for October 3rd, as they tripled up the host, Western Oregon, 3-1, at Physical Education Building in Monmouth, Oregon.
Stats can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.
Here are the current men's soccer standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Western Washington is first at 1-0 conference, 5-1 overall. Seattle Pacific, also 1-0 conference, but are second as they're 4-2-1 overall. Montana State Billings, third, 1-0 conference, 2-2-3 overall. Western Washington, fourth, 0-1 conference, 2-3-2 overall. Simon Fraser, 5th, 0-1 conference, 1-4-2 overall. Northwest Nazarene, 6th, no intra-conference games, 1-4-1 overall. And St. Martin's, last, at 0-1 conference, 0-7 overall.
We're all aware of the challenges our online spaces present, like online hate and the spread of misinformation. But how can the average person make our online world more positive? Studies have shown it takes just 10% of the people in a community to set its values. We're all digital citizens, and we all have a role to play. Join Media Smarts, Canada's Centre for Digital Media Literacy, on October 23rd for Digital Citizen Day to help make our online world a better place to be. Visit digitalcitizenday.ca to find out how you can make a difference.
Here are the women's soccer standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. Much like men's, 3 points are awarded for a conference win, with 1 point for a conference tie. Seattle Pacific is first at 2-0-1 conference, 4-1-2 overall. Western Washington, second, 2-0-1 conference, 3-2-3 overall. Simon Fraser, third, 2-1 conference, 6-1 overall. Western Oregon, fourth, 2-1 conference, 2-3-3 overall. Northwest Nazarene, fifth, 1-2 conference, 1-6 overall. St. Martin's, sixth, 1-2 conference, 1-7 overall. Montana State Billings, seventh, 0-2-1 conference, but are 3-3-1 overall. And Central Washington, last, at 0-2-1 conference, 1-3-2 overall.
From natural disasters to unforeseen accidents, emergency preparedness is a crucial element of maintaining a safe school environment. Canada's diverse geography means schools can be vulnerable to a range of natural hazards, including severe weather, flooding, wildfires, and earthquakes. National School Safety Week is October 17 to 23, and the Canada Safety Council urges schools and communities to focus on strengthening emergency preparedness protocols. Find out more at canadasafetycouncil.org.
Here are the women's volleyball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. Central Washington is 1st at 4-0 conference, 6-4 overall. Salmon Fraser, 2nd, 3-1 conference, 7-4 overall. Western Washington, 3-1 conference, 4-6 overall. Alaska Fairbanks, 4-2 conference, 12-4 overall for 4th. Northwest Nazarene, 5th, 2-2 conference, 5-7 overall. Western Oregon, 6th, 2-3 conference, 9-4 overall. Alaska Anchorage, 7th, 2-3 conference, but are 8-7 overall. St. Martin's, 8th, 2-3 conference, 4-9 overall. Seattle Pacific, I believe is 9th, 1-4 conference, 1-12 overall. And Montana State Billings, last, at 0-4 conference, but are 6-7 overall.
Are you passionate about skiing and looking for a way to give back this season? Join Canadian Adaptive Snow Sports and help us make a real impact by volunteering your time. From teaching adaptive skiing or snowboarding techniques to supporting our events, there's a role for everyone. Visit our website at www.cads.ski to learn more, volunteer, or make a donation.
Just a minute, please. Welcome back. I'm just trying to play the third song, but for some reason, Showtime 3 is not... It didn't show up on the search engine, so I have to find it out manually. So, welcome. Actually, it's 5 How Time 3. Sorry about that. Welcome to the second half of episode 38 in the 2024 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, a feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the third act of the hour, the aforementioned 5 How Time 3. The track is Inferno. The following content may have some explicit language, so listener discretion is advised.